Students in Ms. McCracken's English classes at Roaring Fork High School were asked to write personal essays that explore who they are and what they think is important. Students wrote anecdotes modeled on the lives essays published by the New York Times, explored what their experience during the pandemic has taught them about themselves and each other, and revealed something about themselves by describing their connection to a meaningful object. These students' essays were chosen based on their creativity, insights, and writing skills to be showcased by Katie and Kay. Happy listening!
As the sky darkened, thunder rolled in, and lightning illuminated the walls of the peaked festival tent. As more and more people packed in to get out of the rain, I was invited up onto the stage, where I sat at the feet of the musicians. As the rest of the memories of the festivals of bygone years fade into a mist of vague feelings and snippets of light and sound, this one has stuck with me, tied to the lyrics of the song I heard that night. I remember the night, I remember the sound. It felt as though we were in a bubble, surrounded by the high roof of the tent and the darkness of night beyond. The singers continued, "I remember the light when the moon came round." I still remember, in that moment, a feeling of being immensely connected to the people who have been a part of my life since the start and to complete strangers through the lyrics of, "I remember you, I remember me." Right now, connection is more important than ever. People need to feel like they are a part of something. Simple moments make all the difference in combating the loneliness that so many people feel. For me, simple moments, a favorite song on the radio, neighbors playing music in the driveway, game night over Zoom, continue to keep a smile on my face and a spring in my step through all the challenges we are going through. Growing up, I always enjoyed building things with Legos. They gave me a chance to be creative, and creativity has been the center of so much of what I do. I always enjoyed building my own things more than following the instructions, but I was always frustrated by the limitation of my measly little collection of blocks. I had the small second-generation collection passed on by my uncle, a block here and there disfigured by prolonged exposure to the heater, repaired after an unfortunate fracture with glue and a popsicle stick. Although limitations are often seen as impediments to success, they actually allow you more room to express your ingenuity. They allow you to come up with unique things as they force you to experiment and invent to create things with the materials you have. Finding inventive solutions is very important right now. Under unique circumstances, we need to come up with new ways of doing even the most routine things. Inventive solutions allow us to work, learn, and maintain our relations. We need resourceful solutions to keep us safe, but we also need solutions to keep us happy. When faced with the prospect of canceling Carbondale's Mountain Fair during the pandemic, the organizers instead turned to new ideas, like the flatbed that carried the bands around town to the people. We need to continue to work on solving problems and let our limitations challenge us to be better problem solvers. In a pandemic, connection and innovation are of utmost importance. When we are presented with obstacles, we need to be creative in maintaining our associations with people and involvement in activities. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we have seen people come together to solve problems in unique ways. We have faced large changes and restrictions in the way we live, so even the smallest actions that bring us together and the most trivial seeming ingenuity are actually monumental steps towards staying safe and happy.
This has been a collaboration with Roaring Fork High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Katie and Kay. Thanks for listening.